Chuckles and Coconuts, please subscribe.
And welcome back, guys, to Chuckles and Coconuts. And today we are talking about the craziest, most ridiculous things that people do to avoid social interactions. And I'll be so transparent. I have done many of them. I am not someone who, like, I've done the weirdest things known to man. So, and I have no doubt that some of us in this room have as well. Someone said, I was assigned to a group project in college. I had to email the other group members and let them know I was part of their project. I kept putting it off. I ended up not taking part in the project, and I lost 2 full letter grades in that course.
Meh.
You need to say something, you dumbo. Anyways.
I think that's awesome.
No, okay, for me, because right now, like, we both have been in school, right? And the thing that I hate the most is when they tell us, like, in order for us to get the grade, like, in order for us to get our points, that we have to, like, interact with other people's posts or other people's, like, responses.
Oh, yeah.
So I get stupid. So annoyed because I'm sitting there and, like, Bob, the guy who I hate in the class, is, like, leaving a message where he's like, oh, I believe that, you know, he, like, leaves his comment of what he thought of, like, something that we read. And he's like, oh, you know, I felt that this, you know, this article that we read was amazing and blah, blah, blah. And then my dumbass has to go in the comments and be like, that was such a great response, Bob. Like, I hate doing that. That is the most stupid, because in real life, Bob, like, I want to fight. I don't want to, like, freaking leave a comment, like, even acknowledging you, because I would never acknowledge you out in public. Like, that's just me. And so I'm that way.
You'll never acknowledge, or you can't see.
What do you mean?
You acknowledge people in public, or you can't see them.
So here's the
thing. You have bad eyesight.
Well, that's true. But if I'm
maybe
avoiding,
your bangs are covering it.
If I'm, well, that's the thing. You know what? You know what? There's many things that need to be covered, but let's not start with that. For example,
your
toes.
Tattoo?
No, your toes and your sandals. I know you didn't come here with those sandals today, trying to come for me. And yes, I had a rough morning, so let my bangs be.
Over here talking about rough and
long face. Oh my gosh, is it that bad?
A little.
Oh my gosh, I knew it. Oh my gosh. Anyways, next one.
This one says, at a sleepover, I waited until everyone else was asleep so I didn't have to ask if I can go use the toilet. When I was younger, I was awkward. So I feel like I did a lot of things. Actually,
like what? Give us an
actually,
example.
Let's hear your awkward interactions. Your social interactions. To avoid people.
Mine
is the good old I can't see. I have 20/20 vision, so when people come up to me, oh my gosh, I saw you at the fair, oh my gosh, really, I can't see. I saw them. Or sometimes, or when people just come up to me, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you're so shady. I'm like, oh my gosh, sorry, I have tunnel vision. I was trying to get to the funnel cake all the way.
No, she does that all the time to people, and I'm just like, y'all don't be tricked by her behavior.
What do you do?
So when I hear people call my name in, like, a grocery store, I act like I'm deaf. Oh, I know, that's so terrible, but I do. Like, I literally had a friend of mine from high school. I was at the Walmart, and I know you're gonna probably be watching this, so I love you, but, like, I was going through it at the time, so I didn't want to talk to you. But
she's,
like,
going through it every day.
I know, truly. Look at my bangs. Like, what did I tell you, though? Like, I am literally at the Walmart. I'm on the other side, and she's screaming my name, okay? We're Polynesian, okay? This girl's also Poly, too. And, like, she is screaming my name. And I literally was deaf. I was like, I just acted like I didn't see anything. I'm just like, oh, like, you know, and then she kept screaming my name as I'm checking out, as I'm walking away, as I'm leaving. I'm like, girl, you should have given up after the first yell. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, I
was going
through it.
Have you ever been in a situation where you knew that someone was avoiding you? I have a best friend, okay, and I saw her at the park, and I saw her. I was like, hey, okay, let's say her name is Amanda. Amanda. And I know she hears me, and I know she sees me, and I'm just like, it's so weird because we text all the time, like 25/8. We text a lot, and then I see her, and then she's just like, and I know she hears me, and I'm just like,
so who was it? You can say
Cameron.
I knew it was Cameron.
Cameron Tumulatu. She lives in Tooele. But I'm just like, why are you
right
avoiding me? Anyways, and I know she sees me too, because, like, she'll do, like, the And then she'll just pretend that she didn't see. And I'm just like, why are you lying?
Oh my gosh.
Liar. Anyways.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think that she just didn't want to be seen with you out in public? Hey, that's a thought that you should think about.
You should think about your bangs before
you. You know what? You keep coming for my bangs. I'm going to keep coming for your toes. Because they ain't done and they're surely out.
You can hide it like this.
I only have half a foot.
Anyways, yeah. Keep going.
Well, for me, I'll be so honest. For myself, I've done weird things as well, though. For example, like if I like am trying to avoid like someone that I see out in public, like I will make like I will like go the longer way so I don't have to like walk past them. Does that make sense? Like there is, oh, or there's even times too where like I'll like, because I get so embarrassed when I get hit by sprinklers when I'm walking. Like, I know that's such a stupid thing to like be embarrassed about, but like if I'm walking my dog out in public and I get hit by a sprinkler, it like embarrasses me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got splashed in the face by some water. And like, I'm already going through, I already look busted. Like, why do I want to add to my day of being like splashed in the face by some water? So I'll like do awkward things. Like I'll walk out in the street. Me and my dog both almost get hit. And for me, though, as long as I can avoid that social interaction, I'm okay. I don't want to be out here looking like I'm fighting with the sprinklers. Like, if I'm with someone, then it's not awkward to me. But if I'm by myself, it just feels awkward.
If I'm with people or if I'm by myself, I, like, will always feel awkward. But even, like, at work, too, I feel like I have certain coworkers who just talk too much. And obviously, like, if you come and talk to me, I'm going to come talk to you. But there are a lot of times where I faked a phone call or like I pretended I was busy or I'm just like, oh, 1 second. Hold on. I have to do this thingy. And then I literally hide behind the wall until I know that they left. I do that. And it's so weird that I do that. It's not that I don't want to talk to them, but it's I don't want to talk to them. It's not that I don't like you, but I like you. Just don't talk to me. I don't know.
I can't. Well, that's the thing. For me, I think the most basic one that all of us do, those human beings, you know what I think we do? All of us do the phone one.
Yeah. Like, but what are you saying? I'm singing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. What? That looks so discreet. A Little Lamb. That, like, you're totally...
Sorry, what did you say, Alejo? Oh, yeah. Mary Had a Little Lamb. Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm being so serious.
Why don't you stick with something basic like me? Like, I'm like, oh, honey. But no, what's embarrassing, though, is if you walk past someone and you're talking in the phone and all of a sudden the phone rings.
No, what's embarrassing is when your screen is showing that you're not talking on the phone and it's your screensaver. I remember, who was I trying to avoid? Anyways, this is one girl at work. She's so nice.
But what?
I don't like talking to her. But she's so nice. But anyways, I remember I was on a phone call and she's like, I think your phone disconnected. I was like, why do you think that? Because it's your screensaver. I'm like,
she really
That's
thinks-
so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I was talking to Jesus.
Sometimes I hear voices in my head. Just kidding. I talk to the voices in my head.
Yeah, you know what? People are definitely going to avoid you in social spaces. I'm telling you, what a freaking idiot.
Anyways. But I love talking to people, but just sometimes I have my days, which is every other day. I just don't want to talk.
No, she really is so annoying, okay? So the way that she avoids
me. I always avoid Zion.
She is so obnoxious. Like literally, I'll be texting her just so we can come on the, like, you know, so we can do the show.
Or even other stuff.
And she's so annoying. Like, I'll text her like 5 days beforehand and then she won't respond. And then I know she read it because she's always watching my Instagrams, my socials. But this Dumbo won't text me until like the night before and be like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. And I'm like, Lessa, in real life, someone would have thrown your butt away as a business partner. You should be glad we're sisters.
You know that I'm a bad texter.
You're bad at many of things.
Yeah.
Dummy.
But one thing I'm not bad at is making scrambled eggs.
I'm surprised how good you can cook.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Because generally most of your life, you weren't cooking.
Generally, most of your life, your pink's always looking.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what? The thing that she was doing most in her life when we were growing up as kids was asking my dad if she could go to Wendy's and get a, what was it? What was your order?
It was Burger King, and it was a double whopper.
No.
Yeah.
Wendy's. The Baconator?
Wendy's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Baconator. That's not at Wendy's.
That's not at Wendy's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, Wendy's.
You're fat.
I'm fat. Please, you're the one who remembers all your orders from growing up.
Or even when we see relatives out in public. Like, oh, I love you. Oh,
my gosh. And no, we really.
We will always be related by blood.
Oh, my gosh.
But at the Smiths, we are not. Don't talk to me.
No,
don't come and look at my grocery, my grocery cart and judge me.
I actually did that. So I love you to my cousin that I did this to. I just like, so I had an event and I saw one of our cousins there and I just went up and I hugged her and I walked away. I didn't even say hi or nothing.
I feel like I learned that behavior from my father. I remember we saw his sister, it was me, Mekki, and my dad, and we saw his oldest sister at the grocery store, and what did he say? I was like, oh, dad, it's auntie blah blah blah, and he's like, oh, what aisle is she in? And I was like, she's at 7. Okay, let's go to 15. Oh, but that's your sister.
Why are you calling out her dad on the show?
Because he needs to learn.
Dad, we love you. Lissa didn't mean anything by what she said.
Even just a lot of people around me, they're just socially awkward. Even ordering food. Like, that's so hard. Is that hard for you?
Oh, my gosh, no. You know who? Okay, I love my husband to death. Okay, my husband has autism. And this man, when we first were together, okay, we went through the Burger King drive-thru. And I had ordered nuggets. And I look in my bag and the sauces were like, you know, the sauces were missing, okay? And so I tapped my husband. We're still at the window, okay? Where we had just gotten our food. And I said, hey, like, can you, you know, knock on the window and tell them I need my sauces? This man, I love my husband to death. This man drove all the way around again. Even though there was no one behind us, he drove all the way around again to ask at the ordering, you know, at the spot where you order, just to tell them that we didn't have our sauces. The damn nerve. You wasted my life just for that. Like, literally, we were engaged at the time. I was like, you know what, sir? You are making me question my life right now. You are making me question the situation. The fact that you literally couldn't even, like, just knock. And I'm, like, sitting there like, who does that? You had to go around the world just to get me two sauces?
I hated that, though. I hated because I'm the youngest. They would always send me inside to go get like the food and stuff, and then when they're missing something, they're like, oh, Lissa, go back inside and tell them that we were missing our orange chicken. I'm like, can't we just make it at home? It was so hard for me. I'm just like, why don't you go get your fat butt up? I'll never say that.
Yeah,
I say, yes, you should,
because people would never see us again on these cameras.
But I'm just like, I hate that, and I'll never, and if my food's wrong, I'll just take it. Because I don't want to be like, my food's wrong. Even though some people get like a high for being so, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Have you ever actually dined with someone who you were so embarrassed being out with? Because they're so picky and mean to the waitress.
Oh my gosh. I hate those. No, I haven't ever been with someone like that. But I've seen situations like that. And I've like, literally, I had a woman who was like, my bacon is not crispy enough. Like, and I was at the Black Bear Diner, and I'm sitting there, this woman's across, and I'm looking at her like, ma'am, you look like the bear on the front of this building. You need to chill yourself out.
I went to go eat pancakes with someone, and they were looking for like the blueberry syrup, but then they didn't have it. And then they just kept saying, it's supposed to be blue. Ma'am, we don't have blue syrup. You have blue syrup. How are you going to tell the waitress that what syrup they have? They work there.
Those kinds of situations are so awkward. Some people are so entitled. Yeah. If you're entitled, stay away from me. I don't have time for you. I don't.
Anyways, Karen, what are we talking about?
I don't know, about Black Bear Diner and bacon.
Oh, social interactions. But yeah, I love America.
So someone said that someone said that they do what I do. They pretty much said that they walked around Oh, no. Someone said that they actually literally went 3 to 4 miles. So, like, I guess, like, they said that they had, like, walked past a place for, like, oh, no. So they said that they had missed the bus stop. This is what the person said in the story that I had read last night. So the person had said that they had missed the bus stop. And so because they had missed their bus stop, they decided just to walk 3 to 4 miles down. Just so the people in the building that were, you know, the building that's in, that's, you know, in front of the bus stop, he didn't want them to see that he had missed his bus. So he kept walking for 3 to 4 miles. And then he came back in hopes that all of them would be gone in the building. So then he could get on the next bus without people knowing that he missed his bus. I'm going to be so honest. I would do that myself. I would do that. Imagine people in the freaking office behind you just laughing. Well, I'd probably be laughing at myself too.
I remember delivering downtown. I had a really good friend of mine in high school. And obviously, I graduated like 6-7 years ago now. Anyways, office job, everything. And then he sees me. Lessa, what's up? I pretended I wasn't Lessa. My name was Mele. I'm like, Lessa? I'm Mele. And he's like, oh my gosh, you look like this girl from high school. I'm like, no, I get that all the time. All Pollies look alike to you.
Yeah, because everyone...
I was so stupid, but it was me. And still to this day, I will never admit it to him. But it's not like a friend that Mele. I would see all the time. But, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mele, I didn't know that happened. Wow. What
I got my Amazon truck stolen.
I read another one last night, too, where a guy said that he pretty much, like, he said he pretty much, he didn't want to call, like, his like, phone company and cancel, like, this monthly payment that he had on a tablet that was broken. And so he just, like, kept paying the bill for, like, 2 years. And he said it was a $15 a month thing, and then until it got just too much for him to pay, he just, like, finally canceled it.
Well, what about this? Have you ever had a social interaction with someone that you knew who was lying? Just people you're talking to, and you know that they're lying. What do you do in that situation? Like, you just know that they're lying, and you're just like...
Like, give me an example.
For example, had a coworker who said that he was at the hospital, lost a lot of blood, he was very unconscious, all that good stuff. And then he shows up to next he shows up to work the next day. Like, and in my head, I'm just like, how are you driving? I thought you were so unconscious. But in the text, he said, oh, I'm my little brother. But anyways, I'm just like,
oh my
gosh. You're a liar. And my boss told him that the only way that he can return back to work is if he has a doctor's note. Because he said that he was in the ER, blah, blah, blah. And he was giving all the reasons why he couldn't bring a doctor's note.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh,
you're a freaking liar.
No, that is an awkward, like, social interaction, because I've had a coworker lie to me too. Like, so before, like in my early 20s, I was working with a guy, and he literally came from, like, a different company, and he was working with us, and we worked with, like, celebrities, and, like, we, you know, sold expensive furniture and, you know, interior design stuff to these people. And he was so annoying, because, like, he would lie about, like, he's like, oh yeah, I went to my old job and, like, you know, I just won 10 grand at our, you know, at our work event. Cause he was transitioning from one company to another. And, like, he was always just lying about something. He was always just lying. And what made it worse was his breath stunk. So, like, not just him lying, your breath stunk too. And so you're literally sitting there talking to me while your breath stinks, lying to me, and I just have to sit there, like, still face, like, It was the worst. It was the worst. And so then one day, I was working out with our boss, because we had a gym that was, like, right next to our building. And so me and my boss, we went to go work out at the gym during our lunch. And while we're, like, running on the treadmill, she just, like, full out tells me, she's like, yeah, that guy is such a liar. She's like, and on top of it, his breath stinks. So, like, I thought I was the only one experiencing this trauma. And she was experiencing it as well. But
would you call them out on the liar now?
For me, how can I confirm or deny if your old job actually gave you 10 grand? I knew he was lying, because he was always exaggerating every aspect of his life.
Something that would make me laugh is when drivers would lie about how much they get paid. Like, there's only a certain amount of money that you can get paid. There's a guy that said, I get paid $60 an hour. Ain't nobody over here in this warehouse getting paid $60 an hour, you freaking liar. Do you know where liars go?
Hell.
No, to the corner.
Oh. Very naughty. Sorry. Well, sorry, I took that too far.
But yeah, it's just like stuff like that. Or even just like an interview that I had. There's this one girl, she really, and at this point, I just think that she's probably like a little low-key psycho. I'm just
why?
Like,
because
of how
lie
good
about?
She lied.
Well, what was
and
she
like, she
about?
Put up like this nice persona, like, she just came from Louisiana. She's like, God's on her side all the time. She just like, you know, like those, like, those Christian Southern people. That's what she gave. So sweet, so nice. And one of the questions that we ask is if you worked a job like this before. And then she was just like, she just said that she hasn't. And they come to find out later on, she did work a job like this, but she was like created drama, all this stuff, blah 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 blah. So now I'm just like, dang, I'm very like gullible, and so I like need to learn. Because if you tell me that you're a superstar, I will literally believe you.
She really does. She's that gullible.
And if you told me that you have $10,000 and you're living on the street, I will believe you.
Because I believe that you chose to live on the street.
And I believe that there might be money under this sidewalk. Anyways, I think I'm sharing too much.
No, really. I just shared. So I'm glad I didn't mention no names. But, like, some people will probably know if they watch it back.
Yeah. But anyways.
Dang. I'm telling you. These are some crazy social interactions.
Yeah.
We've been through it.
You've been through it.
I have been through it. So have my bangs.
Do you ever see people from high school that you try to avoid?
No, I'm that bitch. So, like, I don't try and avoid nobody. When really? I see people from high school, I'm like... No, I really like don't me. Do that.
My
I'm actually
Mele.
Like, my name is Mele.
Well, no, like I like to be Samantha.
Well, because for me, like, let's be real. Like, I'll be so honest. When I see people from high school, I really don't care. Love y'all from high school. Don't care though to like, you know, catch up. Only because like I really didn't have that many friends in high school. I wasn't popular or anything. I was in band. So
I was in a choir.
Yeah, but you also played the piano too.
It's really fun.
Yeah, we were music geeks, so I feel like I wasn't popular. I feel like you were popular though, but I definitely wasn't. Trust me, I only was allowed. We grew up in a Samoan household. I only was allowed to wear one hairstyle, which was a ponytail, no makeup, and I always wore like a turtleneck.
What a tough life.
I know.
For you.
I know, and my clothes, and then. And I wear, like the ugliest clothes. So, for me, if I see people now in public, I mean, I don't feel any type of way. Like, I don't feel like I look or feel any different. I kind of feel like I'm still the same. I think the only thing that's changed about me is my hair and my clothes and my effort that I try and put into my makeup. It's still rough. I know. My brows? Yeah. I know.
We're still learning.
Yeah.
It'll get better with
yeah,
your rough. Time.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming to Chuckles and Coconuts and sharing. And, you know, feel free to share in the comments, like, the weirdest things that you've done to avoid social interactions and social situations, because I have no doubt we are not the only ones that have done the stuff that we do. I know many of you out there using the phone, pretending to text.
Walk the other way.
Walk 3 to 4 miles. Run a marathon so you can get on that bus stop. But we will talk to you later. Chuckles and Coconuts out.
Bye.
Chuckles and Coconuts, please subscribe.